Have been drinking it long?
Continuously since you got back from Scotland 4 months ago.
Well, I just decided I don't like it anymore. It's not nearly as good as whiskey Mother used to make. Give me some bourbon.
All right. What do they have with it?
Oh, gin. Tell me, Frank, what time is it? My wife is stopped.
6:10.
I better get going. I like to drink. Portal to portal.
Want another drink?
Yeah, give me another one.
Hey, it's just about time for Miss Ashton to be coming in.
Oh?
Jane Ashton, Mr. Albright's fiancée. Don't tell me you don't know who she is.
All right, I won't. But what about her?
Well, just about every day at this time, she either calls or comes in or does both looking for Tommy Albright.
She does, huh?
From what I gather, she can't find him.
Thanks. I'll drink up and get out of here.
Why? Don't you like Miss Ashton, sir?
Oh, very much, but not when she's stalking Mr. Albright. I tell you, Frank, scratch the surface of any woman, but she'll enjoy it.
Seven, what I can't figure out is, where's Tommy Albright all this time?
I don't know. Quit his job about a month ago. Packed up his parcels and vanished. Like brigands.
Like a what, sir?
That was the name my brother ran away. Tommy, it's my old friend Tommy. Tommy, Frank, it's my old friend Tommy.
Hello,
Tommy, my old friend Tommy. Tommy, nice to see you.
Hi,
Jeff.
How you been?
Hiya, Tommy. Where you been all this time?
How about a farm, you
man? Not a farm. Messing around all that dirty dirt and everything. Where are you going way up there?
Enjoying life. Wisconsin soda, Frank.
If you really like it, when you get married, why don't you buy it for me?
I wonder if I want to get married, Jeff.
Why?
Because of my dear old tank. I'm in love with somebody else, too.
Who?
Cannot get over it. Because I can't be with her. I can't be with anyone else. That's why I went away. I'll be with people. They'll be talking to me. I'll say one little word, it'll open up a door to a whole memory for me. Then suddenly I don't hear him anymore. I'm 1,000 miles away with her. Then slowly I drift back to the conversation. They ask me questions, I don't know what the hell they've been talking about. Haven't heard a word.
Boy, it must be fascinating company.
When I'm alone, it's easier.
Jane.
What a wonderful surprise.
Jane. How are you, Jeff?
When did you get back?
Oh, I've been all right. Other than a whole body.
I must say, you do look wonderful.
Well, I think I'll go to my room and have a drink.
I'll see you, Jeff.
Greg, put down the bill.
Your bill, sir, was awfully high.
Yeah, so am I. Take me home, we
can't hear you.
Tommy, why didn't you write me?
Nothing to say, I guess.
And why didn't you wire me you coming in? After all, I did think you would arrive. You would call me.
Thank you.
You mean you consider it?
What?
Commuting 60 miles out of New York.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to do that.
I didn't think so, so I called Mr. Jack.
Who?
Herbert Jack.
Oh. Who's he?
I just told him. He's the real estate man I've been working with. I told him that you would call.
I can hardly wait.
Please, Hugh. I'm trying so hard to arrange everything. Do you still want Jeff to stand up for you?
Yes, if he can. Why?
Oh, nothing. It's that he's so impossible these days. Everyone's so bored with Jeff.
I don't care about everyone. Especially the everyone we know.
You certainly have been anti-social since you returned from Scotland. If you really want to get away from everyone, why don't we take you to Jackson's house? It's far away on a beautiful hill.